Our guest at the cafe this morning is our wellness commentator, Dr. Velvet Womack. Good morning.
Good morning.
Velvet is the proprietor of Balanced Nutrition in Rockwall, N-E-W-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. And been talking a lot about in recent visits about stress, and it's not exactly about stress here today, but it is related to stress, and maybe another aspect of stress.
Right.
The stress that we put ourselves through by overeating.
Right.
And of course, this is an issue at this time of year. Thanksgiving is just behind us, but Christmas is very much out there on the radar screen. So this is a problem that a lot of people have.
Well, it's probably not a problem that a lot of people have, but it's a problem that we can definitely have during this time of season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, this article that we're looking at, I would say some of the circumstances described in this article sound like they are describing the eating habits of King Henry VIII.
Oh, yeah, it kind of does seem like that,
so
right?
It's a
lot of protein.
They're describing some extreme circumstances
right.
here. Now, other than just feeling very, very full,
mm-hmm, right.
what are these signals that you're...
Well, like if you're really full and let's say a couple of hours pass and all of a sudden you're starting to feel nauseated,
yeah,
and you start vomiting or having diarrhea, that's a sign that the body could not process that food fast enough.
So you're really going over the line there when that happens. So this talks, I'm not going to get into all the details here, but has effect on the liver and the heart, not just the stomach and the pancreas, so all kinds of deleterious things that may happen if you make this a habit. But there was one interesting aspect of this article, and that is that overeating anything is dangerous.
Right, even healthy foods. Right, exactly. And as we were talking about earlier, if somebody's binging on apples, you think about all the fiber that's going in, but look at all the sugar content in that as well. That could actually send them into something else.
I'm trying to imagine someone binging on apples.
Yeah,
right.
Hard.
But I suppose it does happen. We're talking with Dr. Velvet Womack, who's our wellness commentator. But the point is, it's not just pizza. It's not just
right.
burgers. It's going to be anything.
Right.
And for example, a lot of people would think that turkey, high protein, you know, just eat all you want, but you can overeat on anything. There was another thing that was very interesting that, and maybe this has to do with we have so much food available to us, more so at least in this culture than in any time in history, that we're getting out ahead of evolution. The body is just not. Has not evolved to the point where it can
right.
handle so much food.
Well, and sugar is one of those areas where we're very aware of this is because Americans specifically are taking in a lot of processed sugar. Sugar. And so their bodies haven't been able to adapt to handle that load of sugar. Whereas when you look at the Orient, they eat a lot of rice, which breaks down into a lot of sugar. Their pancreas is different than ours. So they have evolved to handle that kind of food, right? They eat large amounts of it. But if we go over there and do that, we have complications with it because our body hasn't evolved to that.
There's a description here of what the ideal meal portion or the ideal volume of a meal would be.
Right, and that's not something that's new. We've heard of this before where they say, you know, your food should be measure your fist. Make a fist and have that amount of food, right? Is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
And so that's because that's what the normal size of the stomach is. But it will expand. And over time, as we're putting larger amounts of food into it, we're making that stomach expand, but the wall becomes very weak, so we get leaky gut and other things. But the normal size portion of foods that we should be eating is about the size of your fist for anybody. Mm-hmm.
So the stomach in its natural state is about the size of your fist?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought it was much bigger than that.
Well, and it does grow too much
that.
Bigger.
Well, as we well know. But they said that any drink that you have about half the size of your fist.
So. Right. And I think that this is more when we're talking about meal times and stuff. And it's talking about taking that in on a regular basis, too. It's not just saying for that particular time that you should only drink half of that liquid. But what it's saying is instead of having a great big old 32-ounce drink and sitting it out at, you know, one sitting, to disperse that out, and you're going to see that your body can actually acclimate to that quicker and function better with it going in slowly rather than pushing it all in at one time.
Velvet, thanks for having a cup of coffee with
us. You're welcome. Thank you.
Dr. Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator with Balanced Nutrition in Rockwall. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.